And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and today we are bringing aboard Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting as we take a break from our conversation with Eric Pearl, along with Frederick Ponslov and Solomon Speaks, and we're going to now speak about cancer. We just celebrated the 4th of July, and for those of you who are really listening intently to this program, you're going to notice a little difference in our broadcast with Beth today, because in a manner of speaking, it's an experiment, but it's a good thing. We're using a new technology to try to raise the level of quality of this program. Beth, welcome back to the program. We're in cancer. We just had a big fireworks Thursday and probably Friday, and we're still in cancer.
Astrologically speaking, yes. And thanks, Richard, for having me. We are still in the sign of cancer, and cancer is got a spectacular magic all its own. The thing that I always come back to is the constellation for cancer is the crab. Now, a crab can be a fierce defender and a fierce fighter, a fierce protector of what it believes to be its turf, its terrain, its territory, its food sources, its family, that sort of thing. The cancer with that hard exoskeleton is tough on the outside, but tender on the inside. And so people with a lot of the sign of cancer tend to be that way. They can be quick to anger, quick to pick a fight, or quick to engage in one, but often have a big, huge, loving heart of gold on the inside underneath that rough exterior.
Well, that's interesting because I know that that also ties in with that softer side, if you will, underneath, with the attributes of cancers being more nesters, more homebody, that type of thing.
Yeah, cancer, because of that, it rules homes and real estate. It also rules nations and nationalism. Extrapolate that out, it not only rules nations and nationalism, but there's this belief that each nation, each country has an astrological sign and chart of its own based on when it was born. And so by that token, the chart of the United States of America, born on the 4th of July, means that the USA also is the sign of cancer. And so for people who merge the astrological with the political and analyze things through those lenses, it's a very, very rich field, especially right now.
Now, that's interesting because when you look at the actual history, the Declaration of Independence was actually signed, I believe it was on like on the 2nd of July. And again, we won't get into the why the 4th was selected. The bottom line is that is the day that we are celebrating. So I think the collective mindset has supplanted that, if you will. That is our birthday.
Well, this is where, interestingly enough, within the field of astrology and the political astrologers that really get into all this, there is kind of a raging debate. Some people believe that the chart of the United States should really start at the time of the First Continental Congress, because that's when we first started really organizing ourselves.
Sort of the conception of the country.
There are other people who believe that at the other end of the spectrum, that it should be from the end of that, what was it, the Battle of Yorktown or the Saratoga, when the last battle of the war and when the Revolutionary War ended.
Mm-hmm.
And then but the majority of astrologers think that, political astrologers think that America's birth chart needs to happen around this signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
However, there are people who believe there's like at least four different schools of thought on this, that some people believe that the birth time should be when they started the signing, others believe it's when they finished the signing, and then others believe it's when the thing was ratified. when it was finally ratified after the signing.
Yeah.
So I have kind of defaulted in my work to the most common, commonly accepted, and that was the one proposed by an astrologer named Dane Rudyer. And his runs, he gives it, the USA, a natal birth time of 5:13 p.m. in Philadelphia on the 4th of July. And I forget all the reasons he had, but they, at the time I was looking at this, it sounded pretty reasonable.
Right.
But I know people who've done a lot of research on this, and it's a like any other field, there's raging debates going on in key areas, and this is kind of one of them.
Exactly.
Regardless of what the birth time is, if you're a 4th of July advocate in astrology, it will have a Cancer sun, and actually there's a stellium of four planets there in Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a super Cancer.
Right.
It just changes the rising sign.
Exactly. Well, yeah. We're going to talk more about this, and we're going to be probably working our way through Cancer into the next sign. But to do that, we need to contact Beth McDonald at Beth McDonald Consulting, and we will have you back next week.
Thank you, Richard.